Hello everyone, it's Brian with Tiny Crypto Blog. I'm going to cut right to the chase. One, apologize for the very, very late start. As it turns out, life just comes that way. And sometimes you just get exhausted and just timing doesn't work. So rather than doing recording, I figured I'd do a live stream. So what's on the cooker for today? Let's get these settings all correct. Now I do want to share a screen, present. So what we've got is that in last week's video, oh yeah, also new camera, much wider angle lens, and realize, wow, need to work on the background. So that's a task to work on too. So what are we looking at? Going off of last week's video, I talked a lot about mindset, what kind of mindset to have in a bull market, and not, you know, if you're new, things you've seen before, different trends, starting points, how price is relative to where you enter and where you get on the bus. How about that? Well, this week, pointing a couple things out. I did a short where I talked about the Bitcoin ETFs. So let's bring this up. Two examples here. BlackRock is planning to acquire spot Bitcoin ETPs for its global allocation fund. Oh, these aren't the ETFs? Oh, son of a gun. I may have completely gotten this wrong. Ah. Okay, I may have completely done this wrong. ETPs, invest in Bitcoin, list in international exchanges. All right, scrap that. Let's go to this one instead. But the BlackRock is illustrative of things. But this one, and I couldn't find out where, what article I'd gotten this from. I don't remember if it was the Burning Platform or where it was. But it brings out a very important point. Fidelity is going to be adding shares of their own Bitcoin ETF to one of their other ETFs, or you could also say mutual funds, because that's going to be coming too. But a lot of mutual funds and ETFs hold shares of other mutual funds and ETFs. It's crazy how that works, but that's a legit thing. And in this case, you've got this ETF, which holds a basket of different types of derivative instruments, and Bitcoin ETFs are going to be one of the categories that's included. And I had mentioned that this is one of those things you're going to see where not only is it you're going to have buying demand from just the ETFs directly, but you're also going to have purchasing by other funds of the ETFs, so that they can get exposure to the asset class. Uh-oh, do I have to play with the focus on this? I might have to play focus with this camera. First time, so I'm working out the bugs. So we're going to see more of this. And same thing with the BlackRock. It's not only going to be ETPs. They're going to have their own mutual funds buying their own shares of the ETFs. You're going to have other funds buying the BlackRock ETF. It's going to be widespread. And all this buying demand, what does it do? If you are around in the 2020-2021 bull cycle, you'll remember how there was a big trade. It was the GBTC. That was Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust, which was the closest thing to a Bitcoin ETF you can get exposure to. Now, it had numerous caveats to it, but it was something that when the shares were available on the open market, you could buy them and get that exposure. Well, the buying of all those ETFs, or of all the Grayscale, led to like an underpinning and of demand, which helped push that price higher. As the price went higher, more money barreled into the trust, which triggered more buying, which created more demand and just reinforced. But at the same time, too, it caused problems on the downside. Now, with an ETF, you're going to have that unraveling as well. And whether in a sell-off, the ETFs hold on to a little bit more, they sell it in the retail, they sell it through institutional, they sell it over the counter, that remains to be seen. We'll see. But on the upside, you also get that multiplier effect. And the more parties, so basically it's all getting channeled through the ETFs. That creates the buying demand. I think I saw all derivative instruments, and I don't know if it's US or worldwide, comes out to a little over 5%. The US-based Bitcoin ETFs are like 4.6%, holding 4.6% of the overall Bitcoin supply. That is just a little more than, 2 months after they were launched. And it's this early of a stage in this bull cycle market. I can see that doubling. That is a huge amount of the supply to be locked up in these derivative instruments alone. When these companies that run these report the profits of them, one, the profits of managing them, other companies and other countries are going to be pushing for it. And then we look at the gains that are going to come from it. A lot of fund managers are going to say, okay, we need to dip our toes into this. Some will be more assertive. I'm not going to say aggressive, assertive about it, and jump in and say, we got to get on the train. Others, they'll take their time. They'll probably be the ones that hesitate and don't jump in this bull cycle. When the bear cycle comes in, the smart players will jump in, and then the hesitant ones, they'll jump in. Aha, I know the trick. There we go. The packaging film was still over the damn lens. Like I said, it's been a week. Work drained the hell out of me. Moving on. You'll end up having, where were we at? ETFs driving through, driving demand. You're going to have outside funds and other institutions, as well as family offices that don't want to do direct custodial ownership of Bitcoin or going through exchanges. They'll be buying the ETFs, at the least, to get exposure to the price action. That's going to multiply it. And what we're going to see is the equivalent of the GBTC effect, but multiplied in scale. That all said, I'm going to put my price guesstimate for the upside between 100, I'm going to say $100,000 and $500,000. I was about to say $250,000, but I almost feel like $250,000 may be a conservative number. Because we are in new territory, and we need to expand. A lot of us who've been in the space for a while need to expand our perspective of just how, as far as the exposure and what Bitcoin touches now, it's been exposed to a very, very, very large space. And that's going to have an absolutely dramatic effect on the price action. And so, based on that,
tonight.
Didn't have my studio light on. So based on that multiplier, I mean, I could see if the cycle carries out long enough, the compounding and the growth and just the unknown number of people and players jumping into the game, on top of also the retail and other custodial markets, yeah, I could see between 250 and 500. It's probably going to fall somewhere within that range. And then we're going to have a bear. Which brings me to my next one. Plan B. The anonymous Dutchman who became well-known. Where are we on here? Plan B. 100 trillion USD. The anonymous Dutchman who applied Bitcoin to a stock to flow model, essentially saying, I can't remember if it's a combination of supply, availability, price, demand, but it was a bull market. And so when he was predicting number go up and number went up, everyone was fawning all over this. And in the bear, especially after Terra Luna, I mean, if you look at previous peaks, tall peaks, and then a gradual decline, tall peaks, gradual decline, tall peak, kind of erratic. But Terra Luna and FTX were black swans that we couldn't predict. Black swans that we didn't see coming in different models. Well, anyway, he came up with the video last Saturday. That would be Saturday, the March 2nd. And one point he brought up, which stuck in my mind and seared its way into my memory as a reminder, is that, and rang so unbelievably true, we're going to see 30% retracements, pullbacks, sell-offs, however you want to look at and label it. We're going to see that those types of huge pullbacks, as on the trading side, people cash in, and it's going to clear out a lot of leverage and psychological energetic detritus. How about that? And it's going to happen as we go along the way. And we almost are seeing small versions of this now when Bitcoin hit 67,000 and then goes to 69,000. And then there was a 10% sell-off. And then I just saw it tonight. Let's go over to Cointelegraph. CoinDesk, how about that? $70,000 tumbled 5%. So there you go. So yeah, keep that in mind. And side comment, you know, the one thing about a bull, at least a bull market in prices, is that when there's nothing else to talk about, at least the prices give you something to talk about. And speaking of prices, let's do it. Let's go to CoinGecko. And honestly, I'm not really one to base my buying or what protocols I find based on the price. Are we there? Yes. Prices were up significantly. I mean, Shiba Inu, okay. You know, the meme coins, they did well. Uniswap had to change their protocol. Bitcoin. The next question I need to ask is, need to ask it of Keith, because he is of crypto coin mindset. He's a Litecoin guy. He uses it. Will it ever reach $300 again? That I'm curious on his take. But yeah, prices were just running amok this week. And so, yeah, we are back in crazy season. And the only thing I need to say about that is don't let the prices make you feel. If you're looking to trade, I can't give you any advice because I don't trade. I've learned I can't trade. I suck. And it's just like betting. I'm better off not doing it. If you're looking to hit yourself to a good long-term a protocol that's got legs, do your research. I mean, if you feel, and don't let price spikes deter you or make you feel ill at ease, because there's still plenty of time to get in. This has got a long way to go. Not even 5% of humanity is involved in the space yet. So the amount of penetration the protocols have, the amount of applications, the amount of innovations, there's a long way to go. You know, we're fretting over, did we buy Microsoft stock at $5 or $7? It doesn't matter. Do your research, know what you're doing, and then act on that. So just thoughts to keep in mind, short, sweet, simple. Again, apologize for the late start. One of those weeks. And I hope the weekend and the rest of the week's good for you. If we got something else juicy and worth talking about, I'll get it out there for you. So with that, be well. Be sure to follow along on all the social media sites listed in the show notes. And with that, be well, everyone. We got comments. Oh, hey. Crypto coin mindset. We're going to have several all-time highs during 2024. Wow. You know what? I think we're going to have... it's going to be a continual run. I think it's going to be just... we're just going to be hitting it up. Hey. Sorry I couldn't make it on today. It was just one of those crazy days. Cool. If you don't follow Keith at Crypto Coin Mindset, do so. He's got a good channel. They've got has the Matrix Money podcast on Wednesdays. He posts multiple times a week. Fridays, he's got Crypto on the Rocks. He's the man. So, short, sweet, and simple. I think we'll wrap it up there and also try and figure out the focus for the camera. Oh, this could be an issue. There we go. So with that, follow along in all the social media sites. And with that, be well, everyone. Talk to you soon.